Take your Bibles, if you will. Turn to the book of Jude, chapter 1. Also the book of Luke, chapter 1. But if you would, let us stand together as we read from the book of Jude, the first four verses. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Aren't you glad that you've been separated to be a servant of the Lord? Aren't you glad that you are preserved, that you are in His hands? And verse 2 says, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have the opportunity to sing the songs of the faith. Lord, to hear the word of God spoken and read. And Lord, now as we have this opportunity to look into your word, may we be blessed. And Lord, may we say when we leave, it was good to be in the house of the Lord this day. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. Jude, the servant of Christ. What better title can there be for a believer? That we are a servant, that we are usable for Christ, sanctified, separated. And here we find also called. It reminds me of that great verse, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. What a blessing it is to be called and to be asked to serve the Lord, to be used of Him in our daily walk. In verse 3, we find that we should earnestly contend for the faith. You know, his brother Fleming was talking about the history there of Israel, and they were given the same opportunity to contend for the faith. And they took their eyes off the Lord Jehovah. And they put their eyes on other things. And yet God was merciful to them, and he continued to send them messengers, and they rejected the messengers. Folks, we are seeing that in America today, where they are rejecting the message of the Word of God. We want to put God in a box so that he wants what we want, instead of us wanting what he wants. Can I tell you this? I don't want a God I can put in a box. Amen. I want to serve the Almighty God, our Lord and Savior. We find that they were to contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. You'll keep your place here, if you would, and turn to the book of Luke, chapter 1. And again, we'll read the first four verses. And it's from here that I get the title of my message, which is Most Surely Believed. What are you believing in today? What are you believing in? Luke writing, verse 1, chapter 1, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. I hope that you continue to believe the word of God. Verse 2, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mayest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Folks, we need to make sure that we are willing to share the gospel message. See, we can be a mission-minded church. We are going to be having the Gunthers with us in a couple of weeks. And I just saw Brother Gunther down in Ohio at a pastor's meeting, and he's looking forward to come. You know, it's one thing for us to send a missionary to New Zealand, but we are the missionaries here. We are the ones that, as our pastor is encouraging us, to give out the tracts, to invite people to our church. Now, they may not all come, but at least we're doing our part. But would you go back again to the book of Jude, verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares. They have crept in unawares. Who would have thought a decade ago what would become a part of our culture today? Just in the last 10 years, the things that have changed. See, they've crept in unawares to seduce us. And folks, our world is being seduced. Who would have thought that we would legalize marijuana? I remember when I was in high school, and Brother Lance, that goes back too many years. But it was 1970. 1970, I was a junior at Stevenson High School. And that day, they were debating should marijuana be legalized. And there was arguments both ways. In 1970, that was how many years ago, folks? 52 years. Yes, that makes me old, Debbie. Yes. But the fact is, it has now become part of our culture. You drive down the roads and we're bombarded with the billboards of getting marijuana delivered to your car or delivered to your house. And we live in a society that wants to be entertained. Think about this. We now can bet legally on games online. Well, we are bombarded again with commercials about how these different gambling places will help you gamble. Now, if you have a problem, call us and we'll help you. Yes. But these are things that we didn't think about 10 years ago. How about this? That Disney would produce an in-your-face kids movie with a homosexual character and promote it as such. See, they've crept in unawares to seduce and to lead astray and to confuse. And then the Hallmark Channel. Who would have thought that they would have blatant movies with homosexual thoughts and characters? See, they're coming at us from so many different directions, to the point that we get bothered if a pastor preaches against it. And we say, well, people have a right. God's word says it's wrong. God's word. And so what we want is a God that we can control instead of a God that wants to control us. And how sad it is that we have openly homosexuals now standing behind pulpits preaching. And then, what can we say about a Supreme Court justice that would not define what a woman is? Isn't that a scary thought? I mean, 10 years ago, you knew if you were a boy or a girl. You didn't have to wonder about it. What is happening? We are drifting from the Word of God because certain men have crept in unawares and has led us astray. Our president has said that if Roe versus Wade is reversed, it would be an abomination. Folks, the abomination is that 67 million Americans have been aborted since Roe versus Wade. And God will, I believe, judge America because of it. As most of you know, I work part-time now at the funeral home up here in town. And one of the funeral directors was discussing the coming funeral plans for a loved ones. And they said, yes, we want a pastor, but not a religious one. And so he said, well, what do you want? Oh, someone that will talk about nature. This is our society, folks. They have crept in and we have accepted them. What we need are churches that are willing to proclaim the gospel message, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, lewdness, lustfulness, wantonness. Today's idea is we want everything and we want it now. We want to be entertained. We want churches to entertain us. And yet we find that the Lord, when he came, didn't entertain. He preached the need of repentance, the need for men and women to change their lives. So what should we do? Should we quit? Should we hide? Should we shrug our shoulders saying, oh, well, it is what it is. If you would, to the book of Psalms and the 37th Psalm. Verse 1, fret not thyself because of what? Evildoers. Do we live in a world full of evildoers? Absolutely. Do you realize that you drive down the road every day with evildoers? Do you realize that you live next door to evildoers? Do you realize that you work with evildoers? You probably have family members that are evildoers. Oh, wait a minute. How many have sinned? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. We need to realize that we need to turn our hearts to the Lord. Now, is this something we do one time and then we know it's going to be okay for the rest of our spiritual lives? We have to do it over and over again, right? Over and over again, we need to turn ourselves back to the Lord, asking for his forgiveness, asking that he would help us. We find that a just man falleth 7 times, yet riseth up again. We're all going to struggle. But it says, fret not thyself because of evil doers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that I was brought up believing that gambling was wrong, no matter what way it was. I was brought up to believe that you didn't waste your money. The casinos don't get rich because everybody wins. In fact, the vast majority of people lose. That's why they can have these multiple million-dollar lottery games. Not because of winners, but because of losers. I remember I was given a bottle of pop one time, and I screwed it off, and inside was a ticket or a thing so I could get a lottery ticket. And I'm thinking to myself, who would know if I went and redeemed that for a lottery ticket? And so you know what I did? I wrote down the numbers that I would have used. And guess what? I would have lost. The thing is, we look at someone who wins $100,000 or $1 million and we think, oh, what if that were me? The Bible says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. We need to stand strong in the word that God will take care of us. How many times I heard my dad say from behind this pulpit, you cannot outgive God. If you're faithful to the Lord, he will provide for you. And he certainly has for my wife and for me. Notice in verse 2, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. Folks, life is short. The funeral home yesterday had the funeral for a 31-year-old woman. 31 years old. You know, we find that life is very short. I was part of a funeral for a woman that was 103. Would you like to be 103? But if someone lives to be 103, is that really very long? No. Life is short. And I know that there are people who become rich because of silly people. We think of those people who are in the rap business where they use the vulgarity of this world and make money, and we think, oh, they're so great. Their life will soon be over. And what will they have done? We think of those people who make money in the pornography business. Their life will be over soon enough. What's done for God will be what will last. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Now, if you are one who underlines portions of the scripture, underline those two words, do good. That's a message in and of itself. Do good. Do that which is right. I know there are times when people hurt your feelings. I know there are times when people do things that are bothersome, but we are to do good. Jesus Christ did good. They laughed at him. They mocked him. They cursed him. And yet he was willing to do good. Do good. And so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. I like that part. Be fed. Trust in the Lord. Are you trusting in the Lord today? Number one, do you know him as your personal Savior? And number two, do you trust him in your daily walk, knowing that he will guide and that he will direct? Do good. Verse 4, delight. What do you delight in? The other day on Mother's Day, Donna was given a box of chocolates. You like chocolate? How many of you like dark chocolate? I like dark chocolate. Yes. Do you delight in dark chocolate? Well, of course you do if you like it. You like it. How about pizza? Do you like pizza? What is the number one thing about a good pizza? It's the bread, correct? It's the bread. If the bread is bad, it doesn't matter what else you put on it. You have to have good bread. You have to have good cheese and a good tomato base, right? You delight in pizza. Yes. Now, nobody delights in peas. Can I hear an amen on that? Do you agree with me, Brother Jones? No, you don't. I picked on the wrong guy. Anybody agree with me? You don't like peas? Am I standing here alone? Thank you, Dave. Yes. All right. But some people like peas. My grandkids don't understand why I don't like peas. You know what I determined when I left home? I would never willingly eat peas again. Yeah. But some people delight in food. You can go on a cruise, and some people delight in going in cruises. Some people delight in walking to waterfalls. You delight in these things. I tell you something that delighted my heart today was seeing the picture on the front of the bulletin. Did you see that rabbit with all the carrots? Yeah, some people delight in carrots. But on a more serious note, do you delight in the Lord? Do you delight in him? Do you delight in the opportunity to get with God's people and sing the songs of the faith? Do you delight in hearing the word of God spoken? I was at a pastor's meeting, as I mentioned earlier, there in Massillon, Ohio, and Brother Snow was speaking. And instead of speaking from the pulpit, Brother Lance, he spoke from the floor of the pulpit right there. And they brought the screen down, and they began putting pictures on the screen of people to whom he was indebted. The man that led him to the Lord. The man that was his mentor. Other people that some people in the audience knew. These were people that encouraged him, but I was encouraged by that message. I was delighted to be there to hear the word of God spoken. We should delight in the opportunity to be in the house of God. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, there have been times in which I have come to church and I wasn't in the best of moods. Now, you wouldn't think that, would you? But you know, when I get here and we begin to sing, my spirit moves in a better direction. And when the word of God is spoken, I hope that Brother Lance steps on his son's toes and not my toes. But the fact is, David writing says, delight thyself also in the Lord. Verse 5 says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Commit. To what are you committed? My wife and I will be married next month 49 years. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? I'm amazed that she would put up with me for 49 years. You think of Bob and Deb, who were married some 45 years ago. What exact day was it? The 21st. So next Saturday. It was the hottest day in May on record. 91 degrees. I remember standing right over there, right by the candelabra. There was no air conditioning in the building in those days. It's 91 degrees outside, and I'm standing by the candelabra. Isn't that the best place to be? 45 years ago. That's amazing. But that is taken when people are committed. Committed. When I was working for the Ford Motor Company for a short period of time, there was a man that would work there 29 years and had never missed a day. Can you imagine that? Never missed a day in 29 years. That's commitment. Do we need to be committed to the Lord? Committed. We need to be committed to the Word of God, to the house of God, to the people of God. Committed. Verse 6, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. When we stand before the Lord, we want to hear one sentence, correct? Well, more than one. Number one, we want to be heard here, welcome, right? But don't we want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant? And that comes when we are committed. Verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. We put our rest in him. Do you remember holding your child in your arms? They felt safe there, didn't they? We can have rest when we are within the arms of our Lord. Verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. There are times in which we wish we could do something to those that are living improper, immoral, illegal lives. But we should never want revenge. We should desire that the Lord will save souls. Time is running out, so let's go to verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. The steps of what type of a man? A good man. I hope that the Lord is directing your life today. He has some directions for all of us to go in, and that is to follow him. There's a song that we sing, I have decided to follow Jesus. And the second verse has always been the favorite. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. The steps of a good man. May I encourage you, follow the Lord. Let him direct your life. Shall we stand together? Pastor Stephen is going to come and lead us in a song, 401, Only Trust Him. That's his desire, that we will trust him and that we will allow him to direct our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, now that you would take this invitation time and that, Lord, you would use it for your honor and glory. May the Spirit move and touch hearts. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.